Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Great to be with you today. It is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Today we're talking about why your 2024 growth focus should be in commercial insurance. We've talked about this before, but you know what? Bears repeating because this market's nuts. Today's episode is sponsored by ePay Policy. ePay is the only payment processor that I'm aware of, that I can testify to, that's not going to give you a bunch of freaking headaches. Nobody likes insurance payment, but ePay was built just for insurance payments. With ePay Policy, you can speed up your reconciliation, buying policies faster, and provide an experience your customers are going to love and your agents are going to love. You're going to love it too. If you're in charge of the finances, I promise you, if you're using another payment processor, the day is going to come where you're going to pull your hair out. ePay Policy will make sure you don't do that. Go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, and click on payment processing. We appreciate the sponsorship of today's episode by ePay Policy. So on today's daily insurance meditation, we're talking about why your 2024 growth focus should be in commercial insurance. Not a day goes by where there is not a major news headline right now about personal insurance. Cost of owning a home soars. Guess what the focus of this article is on? It's on property taxes and home insurance. Guess which one's climbing faster? Home insurance. Guess what happens if you're an agent in California or Florida or East Coast or in a category, you know? And here's the crazy thing is I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. We have houses in Phoenix, Arizona that I'm having a hard time getting a quote on. And forget a competitive quote. If I can get a quote, then that's great. But it's not a competitive. I mean, maybe it's competitive compared to other options out there, but nobody's happy about these rates. These rates are insane. And you are spinning your wheels. You're doing more quotes for a policy than you have ever done before in the personal line space. That is a fact. So what do we do in this one, this market, this time in history where we have all these crazy things going on with personal lines insurance? Well, go to commercial, right? This is really a no-brainer. When you are, you know, looking at your options, would you rather run 50 quotes for one policy? Maybe it's not quite that bad, but it feels like it, right? Would you rather run, 10 quotes. Would you rather run 10 quotes for one personal lines policy that's going to pay you $200-$300, maybe? Or would you rather run 10 quotes for three or four or even two, even if you got one commercial lines policy that's going to pay you $500, $1,000, $1,500? What do you think is the more sustainable way to go about growing your book in 2024? It's going to be faster. It's going to be fewer policies. Maybe it's a little more difficult for prospecting. Maybe it's not, right? Depending on what industry you're going to target. Even a beautician, their insurance is as much as a auto policy used to be, or as much as a home policy used to be, just for 1 year. So, you know, and their underwriting is a breeze. It's going to be automatically approved. There's very few questions you have to ask. Pretty much every carrier writes it. If you don't have carriers to write this stuff, go to services for your agency and click on Grow Your Commercial Book. That'll get you hooked up with, the Fast Track Appointment Program, Fast Track Commercial Program. They're kind of one and the same. But the markets that are available on our platform where you own your book of business 100%, and you have no exit fees, no handcuffs, no hooks, no nothing like that. It's a no-brainer to go pick up carriers there because it's easy, and you get appointed, you know, way faster than even if you approach the carrier directly and went through their application process. So, you know, there's a multiple ways to grow a commercial book. And I promise you, for every 100 hours you invest in commercial insurance right now, in prospecting, growth, quoting, all that kind of stuff, and hire a quoter, go look at episode 247. We just talked about that. But I promise you that if you invest the time and the energy, 100 hours, do 100 hours 1 month in commercial and try 100 hours 1 month in personal, and I promise you, you're going to make way more in commercial. This has been your daily insurance meditation.